It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a hell of a show. Thank you to Pro Football Hall of Famer Champ Bailey for coming through to talk some football with us. Thank you to former NFL player, current broadcaster Solomon Wilcots for coming through and having a chat with us about NFL, the playoffs, and player health and safety. Thank you to Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation for coming through to talk to us about the newest arrival of the latest star to don the purple and gold. That man's name is Luka Doncic. You missed a minute of the show? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, you can tune in on channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to find me? Easy. You can find me at JR Sport Brief all over the place. So shout out to all my people tuned in Baltimore, Maryland. Shout out to my people listening in Nova Scotia. People in Miami and Idaho and Texas and Florida, here in Georgia. You could be in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. We appreciate you for being here. It's been quite a show. It's been quite a week. Hickey, and there's more. Yeah, we got a top six list tomorrow. I'm trying to keep up, man. There's a lot going on.
It's crazy. This is like a kind of not hell week, because that would insinuate that it's like awful.
Hell week. Wait. Hell week is for people in college, right?
And the military too, I believe.
What happens? Oh, what, training or basic training or something like that?
Yeah, like the final push, you know, like the final test.
Ah, my
try
God.
To break you.
Yeah, yeah. I never did it. Yeah, you're right. The Navy SEALs do hell week.
Yeah, it's.
Hickey, I quit all of that stuff, okay? I am not equipped for hell. Not. Not, Hickey, I'm not. Not equipped for hell.
Neither am I. I am not mentally tough enough. Physically, definitely not, but not mentally.
I said no thank you to school, and then I said no thank you to the military. And shout outs to everybody who has served. Hell week. So what would you call it if it's not hell week?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. That's my issue.
Has this always been the case where the NBA trade deadline has sat right in the middle of the week for Super Bowl? This is new, right? Am I bugging? This feels exclusive. This feels different.
I do remember 2 years ago, and ironic, it was in Phoenix, when Kevin Durant got traded to the Suns.
Yeah.
That happened like Tuesday of Radio Row Week or Wednesday of Radio Row Week. So
okay.
I think it's happened the last few weeks. I don't know if it's, or last few weeks, last few years. I don't know if it's intentional. Also, I guess with the NFL going to the extra game, kind of pushed their schedule back. But it's good for the NBA. I mean, the biggest week when everyone in the media is around together. And if you can take away some of the storylines, it's a little small win for the NBA.
Yeah, the NBA fights back. LeBron James says, you can't take Christmas from us. The NFL did. And the NBA says, we'll take your headlines in the week.
We'll take your media row.
Right. And I guess maybe it's two teams that we got the rematch. There's less of an interest. It's not like there's a new face sitting around here at the Super Bowl. There ain't no Joe Burrow here. You know, it's not Lamar Jackson soaking it in. It's the same old, same old. I heard people asking the Kansas City Chiefs some of the dumbest questions last night. And I give the guy credit because he's being a wise guy. I don't know if he got anything ultimately out of it. Maybe he will. There was one dude, did you see him walking around? He was asking, he asked Kelsey, what do you prefer, less or more? Something like, you know, your girlfriend or, you know, a 15-yard penalty. And he's like, funny question, who has another one? And he ignored him. And then Patrick Mahomes was asked, you know, does he have a favorite referee? And Patrick Mahomes went along with it and he just went along with the joke and was just like, all right, man, get out my face. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. It's kind of cringy.
Yeah. Yeah. People are trying to make a name for themselves. And we talked about this earlier in the show. There was nothing nothing of significance that came out of media row yesterday. And then Hickey, again, they spoke, they, the teams, they spoke to the media again today for what? I get it. You want to give as much opportunity as possible. What the hell is there for me to say today that I didn't say last night with 300 microphones in my face, you know?
Now you just get to answer the same questions. Talk about the same generic praise for the other team. They run the ball well. It's going to be a really tough matchup. We got to make sure we're on our P's and Q's. We got to be locked in and focused and cans out the distractions. We can't beat ourselves.
Oh, my God. The cliches. I need Marshawn Lynch back. Someone needs to embody Marshawn. I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's what I need. Need that today.
But isn't that, that's not fun, though?
No, it's not fun. But at least it's entertaining. I don't know.
It's different.
It's better than the crap that we've gotten over the past 2 days.
True.
And if we didn't get anything yesterday, if we didn't get anything today, we ain't getting on the rest of the week. When is the last time they talk? I should know this. Is it Thursday, maybe? Is it tomorrow?
It's either Thursday or Friday. I would probably assume Friday, since that's kind of like a normal like last media day for like a game week anyway.
At that point in time, the players are just like, I would be standing up there, oh, man, I got to talk to y'all again. Now it's closer to the game. How am I feeling? I got butterflies. Give me a cigarette. Like, I need somebody, Hickey, I need somebody to have a comedic bone in their body about this.
Who's got a light? I know one of you guys do.
Right, like, right, come on now. Speaking of a light, I'm speaking to myself personally. Hickey, you know, Atlanta United, they gave me one of these fancy lighters, and I think I know where it is in my house. I got to look for it.
What constitutes a fancy lighter?
It's electric. Mm. And I could put, you know, I just charge it forever. And it has a, it's not gas, so I guess the flame is safer. I don't know.
Hmm.
So if I decide to light something up, ain't no oil in it.
Which I guess is better?
Yeah, right.
Okay, nice. Well, good for the United.
Yeah, thank you. And Hickey, let me tell you. Did I have that conversation? I did. We had this conversation on the radio. We were talking about gifts from the offensive lineman, Dan Marino giving his guy gloves. And didn't I say gifts suck? Like, yes. Socks and hats?
Yes.
If you're going to give me a good gift, give me something fancy that I could light stuff on fire with. Now, that's a good gift. I like that. Give somebody a lighter. That's a good gift.
Shout out to the United PR person, media person, yeah, whoever it may be that decided, you know what? This is what the media is going to love. This is going to get us some free marketing.
Hickey, they know me well. They gave me a lighter, not that I smoke, and they gave me whiskey glasses. I'm like, okay, look at Atlanta United. They're good. I like them. Shout outs to Atlanta United. Yeah. Goal. Yeah. I like them. Yeah. I like them. I'm happy with them. Come on now. Hickey, do you know how many times I walk down the street and somebody asked me for a light when I left the studio yesterday?
No, really?
He didn't ask me for a light. He asked me for change. That's a difference.
Yeah.
He asked me for change. I don't got no change, bro. I'm sorry. I don't. This place, this entire building that I just left for work, they won't even take a dollar bill out of my pocket. They don't even want me. They won't take my money. They won't take my money. You think I have change? I told you somebody stopped me in the street in my car. This lady asked for my Cash App. I told you that, right?
Yes, that's right. No said, cash? Okay, no problem. What's the app? What?
I said, ma'am, I don't have any money. I don't have money. She's like, you got Cash App? I said, you kidding me right now? Yeah, I'm going to give you my Cash App so you can just request money from me every 5 days. Like, sure. Hey, remember me? Oh.
Your phone would be pinging nonstop during the show.
Bruh, if I gave a lady outside asking me for money, if I gave her money, she would give my Cash App to all of her friends that are outside asking for money. They would then be pinging me, asking me from everybody. People I've never seen in my life.
Can you block people on Cash App?
You can. You really can.
Okay. But then just probably get a burner phone.
And Hickey, let me just say, it shouldn't be too much of a surprise. My Cash App is not a difficult name to figure out. Okay. It's not a difficult name.
Well, the good news is people begging you for money don't know what your name is. So that's
correct.
Can't search it if you don't know it.
Correct. You're right. Yeah, guy. Hey, there's a guy in that great car again. Yep. Great Car Guy.
Search that on Cash App. Won't find me.
Yeah, Great Car Guy dollar sign. What a world. How do we get here? We talking about Jimmy Butler or something?
The boring-ass Super Bowl media week and how no one says anything.
Well, here's some news. Andy Reid, and this is not news. Andy Reid said, yeah, I'm 66. Yeah, I'm old. Yeah, I'm kind of heavy. Andy Reid reiterated that he is going to be returning next year. Listen to this.
I enjoy teaching, so I don't get caught up too much on all the stats and all that, all the records and all that stuff. But I enjoy being around the guys. I enjoy football, the game. You can't put in the hours that we do and not enjoy it. I love the game. Yes, I'll be back. I'm glad he's going to have me back.
What a shock. This man is trying to be the most successful coach of all time. He might be when it's all said and done. That sounds crazy to say, given everything that we've seen from Bill Belichick. We know Bill Belichick, including his two championships with the New York Giants as defensive coordinator. He has 8 titles. But if you got to start talking about wins, I think if Andy Reid wants to last into his 70s, I think he may be able to jump a couple of these guys, including Mr. Belichick. Is he going to reach Shula? I don't know. But he's going to be back. And here's another theme that has kind of permeated in New Orleans. Now that all of the NFL executives and Roger Goodell and the teams are on site, the media is asking them directly about the refs, the bias, the Kansas City Chiefs always getting the favorable calls. And let's just say everybody is sick of it. How about we start with the guy that most people are sick of? His name is Roger Goodell. He's the commissioner of the NFL. You knew this already. But Roger Goodell basically said, why y'all keep asking me this? Like, there's no bias. What are you talking about?
I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times?
What a diplomatic answer. That's why he's the commissioner. He's not going to, give you the full everything. But come on, what a diplomatic answer. Clark Hunt, he's the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody stuck the microphone in front of his face and they said, hey, people think your team is just getting all the calls. People think your team is treated like they're the next coming. Like, what do you think about this, Clark? What do you think?
It's just sort of human nature, right? Our family was lucky enough to be involved with the Chicago Bulls in the 1990s when they had their 2 3-peats. And there were a lot of similar comments made about the team always getting the call that the league was rigged for Jordan, which, of course, was absolute nonsense. NFL is definitely not that way. All 32 teams were focused on trying to win a championship.
Hickey, did you hear that flex? He just casually flexed. Just like, not only are we winning now with the Kansas City Chiefs, we were involved with the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. Like, shut up. Nobody asked you all of that, okay? Like, we didn't ask you that. What are you going to tell? Oh, you were also involved in the Oilers. Your great-granddaddy, Mr. Hunt was, with the Oilers. Like, we didn't ask you that. You could have made your statement. By the way, Hickey, did you see Michael Jordan's kid got arrested today?
I did see that, yeah.
Cocaine possession.
Not good.
Here's a question. Where was Scottie Pippen's... Well, is it fair for me to even say that?
Are they still together?
I don't know. I thought they broke up and got back together. Did she leave him finally? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think maybe that's... They just been broken up a lot and then got back. I don't know.
Maybe that's why he's outside getting arrested.
Maybe he's still depressed.
And maybe he is. He needs to call her back. Larsa Pippen. I know she is... She got to be in the news based off of this. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Michael Jordan's son arrested for cocaine possession, resisting arrest. Well, man, if you got got the coke. You can't resist the arrest. You got to go with it now.
Well, that's why you got to go. You can't get arrested, so you got to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, now where's her name in all of this? Okay. As you know, Marcus once dated Larsa Pippen, one of the cast members on The Real Housewives of Miami and ex-wife of former Chicago Bulls star Scottie Pippen. We've reached out to Marcus. So far, no word back. Okay.
Well, I think honestly, he's a little busy.
Yeah. I think he might be in processing. Try his dad instead. Okay. Let me know how much success you have reaching out to Michael Jordan about his incarcerated son. Okay. Well, there you go. The Hunts. Very, very busy. Hey, somebody else sick of all the questions. It's Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce could not understand why the media keeps asking about these refs thing. Listen, this is an odd question. He was asked, what do you want to ask the media, Travis? Hickey, are people leaning into it? I don't know. The media is wide ranging. We just told you about that one idiot going around asking dumb questions. Media is wide ranging. I don't know. You buying that from him?
I actually am. Did you see Adam Schefter's tweet like Sunday morning of conference championship weekend? He put out a tweet and a subsequent article about the Chiefs' penalties versus their opponents in the playoffs. Now, he wasn't saying, hey, whatever, this is a conspiracy. He just was basically putting out the numbers and saying, hey, look, these are just what the numbers say. That's because, like, if it's one thing, it's an internet troll. If there's a few of these, you know, checkmarked accounts on social media, they're just all troll accounts.
But
they try to get interaction.
What the heck did you? we're gonna be on awful announcing in the morning now.
Holy cow! Interaction.
Earlier in the show, I said brown hole, and here you go. Yeah, we'll get that call in the morning.
We're gonna be in trouble.
That's fine by me. I welcome it. Go ahead.
So I think, like, if it's one of those, again, stupid troll accounts, I don't think he's bringing it up.
Right.
But a prominent media member that's not here just for quote-unquote clicks, putting it out there, that's where it does feel like maybe. I think he does have a point. It is talked about a lot. I mean, you ask Champ Bailey. Like, it's like, it is everywhere. Like, people, it is now a storyline.
Yeah. Champ said he doesn't believe it. The guy played in the league. I don't think anybody got in his ear. Well, and, you know, he's not part of no gambling ring. Nobody got in his ear and said, hey, man, you need to take a dive, you know, against, I don't know. It's crazy. Jerry Rice was still playing when he was playing. That's nuts. Nobody, he's not taking no dive. It's ridiculous to think about. It's nuts. Referees cheat. Yeah. Umpires cheat. Yeah. Terry Rozier getting investigated. Yeah. Jameson Williams, did he get suspended? Yes. Did Pete Rose get banned for life? Yes. And unfortunately, the guy died. It's just people. This is nothing unusual. Somebody find me. It is 2025. You know, I'm not a full on sports encyclopedia, but I think I have a good idea. In most cases, I don't know everybody and everything. I think I have a good idea of what has taken place in sports over the past 125 years. I am not familiar with any of these prominent leagues going straight to hell in a handbasket because the boss rigged the sport. This is not wrestling. This is not Vince McMahon's WWE. We can talk about schools, we can talk about teams, we talk about players, refs, umpires, but a league, and especially today, with modern technology and the ability for Joe Schmo, Larry, Harry, Dick, and Tom, and your son Bobby in middle school. You can pick up your phone and you can gamble today. That just basically, as far as I'm concerned, until I'm proven otherwise, puts the kibosh on the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, or the NFL being rigged or having a script. It's just a bunch of losers on the internet writing a bunch of stories because they got nothing better to do. I will hold strong on that until I am proven otherwise. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I told you, this is Super Bowl week. The most famous person on earth, or maybe two of them, will be descending upon New Orleans for the Super Bowl. And one of these famous people, this will be the first time this type of person has attended a game. I'll tell you who on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, and this has been basically the entire show. We've had some amazing guests on. Solomon Wilcotch joined us, former NFL DB, now radio TV host. Champ Bailey, former Denver Bronco, Georgia Bulldog, Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the best corners of all time. Champ came through and joined us in the show. We had a great conversation with Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation. And so with all the NFL news surrounding the Super Bowl, with all the news surrounding the trade deadline, we've been able to run through it all. We even talked about Kirk Cousins, who earlier today pretty much revealed that when the Falcons were going on that stretch, that four-game losing streak with him at the helm, when they went 1-4, when he threw one touchdown to 9 interceptions, Kirk Cousins, earlier today, I want you to hear this. He actually said and admitted that he was hurt. This is after basically the entire time they were just like, oh, he's fine, his leg is fine, but it wasn't his leg. It was his damn arm. This is what he told Good Morning Football.
We were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect in this league. We're never feeling 100%. It didn't really affect me too much. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. Mm. And from there, kind of dealing with that, it was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it. And so now the season's over, you have the time and the energy to say, okay, sure, Let's get the right ankle back. Let's get the shoulder back. Let's get the elbow back. And if we can do that, feel like I got a new life ahead of me here in pro football.
Man, they should have. Hickey, why not? They should have benched him. If he was so hurt his shoulder, do you hate Penix? Why didn't you? This is even more perplexing.
I agree, and you said it before, and I co-sign it, is a bad look for Raheem Morris because he's not playing well. We talked about it, right? It was a month-long topic. If and when do you bench Kirk Cousins with his play? We just thought he just kind of ran out of gas, that he was just not a good quarterback. And how you can see this, season, the postseason, slip away with a guy who's not 100% healthy and still run him out there, he's got a lot of explaining to do the next time he meets with the media.
Yeah. Why did you keep running out there? Why was he playing? Y'all told us he wasn't. I mean, Kirk Cousins, this might be his polite way of just, dropping a pipe bomb and just walking out. Like, y'all deal with this. I know y'all are going to cut me anyway. So now you deal with. And he, you know what? He has to set himself up, too. You know, he's letting everybody know, look, when the Falcons give me the boot and I'm eligible to go wherever the hell I want, I'm fine. Y'all saw how I performed in the middle of the season before the injury. Well, I'm fine. My leg is fine. I'm another year removed from my Achilles surgery. My shoulder is now fine. And so, A, if you need a quarterback, forget Russell Wilson. Get me. I think this is his pitch as he's trying to work out, what he needs to do. And speaking of a pitch, I don't know if this is a pitch, but some wild news. We talked about everything surrounding Jimmy Butler, still on the Miami Heat. Bradley Beal won't move his no trade clause as of now. And so we heard the rumors that Kevin Durant, might get moved instead. Wild stuff. Is he going to the Warriors? Hickey, there was a report you said that had mentioned that if Durant does go to the Warriors, that Draymond Green may actually end up going to Phoenix, right? Is that the case?
That's right, because the Suns owner went to Michigan State, Matt Ishbia, as did Draymond Green, that they would want him along with draft picks and future assets to come back in a KD trade.
Wild stuff, man. Well, now, Kevin Durant, they're sitting him down, huh? They're supposed to take, well, the Phoenix Suns are supposed to take on the Thunder. And now they're saying that Kevin Durant has a left ankle sprain. They ain't going to play him. And that game is for tomorrow. So they don't want this guy screwing up a leg and messing things up if they got to trade him. That's basically what it boils down to. The NBA is such a wild, wild world. This is wild. You think he's going to get moved? Somebody is going to get moved, right? Between Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant. Are those the last two big pieces? Am I missing somebody?
No, I don't think so. Just because I don't think there's another GM stupid enough to move a big piece at this point, frankly.
Oh, we've had that already, right?
Right. And now I think you saw with that move, all of a sudden everyone goes, well, what anyone just say? Yes, let's just start making these phone calls and see what the hell we can get. I think it's why part of the reason why the Warriors called, at least reportedly, basically every superstar they possibly could get a handle on to see their interest. You need one dummy to say yes. Clear there's one down in Dallas. Maybe yeah. They thought there's one somewhere else.
I did see a funny rumor. I don't know. It was just like, oh, well, now Kevin Durant is going to be moved to the Dallas Mavericks. And this was Nico Harrison's plan all along to have Kyrie with Durant and now Anthony Davis. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I don't know if I want to get a guy that much credit, but okay, I don't know how that's going to work. But all right, we can be imaginative, but I'm somebody else is going to move. I'm waiting to see who it is. This is Hickey. I am more excited for the NBA trade deadline than Christmas.
Wow, than Santa Claus.
Yeah, don't give a damn about him.
He just brings presents. NBA trade deadline brings stories.
Santa hasn't brought me a damn thing in a long time, okay?
Jeez. Well, I guess I know which list you're on.
Yeah, I know what list I'm on, too. Yeah, I ain't got a damn thing.
You can get a lot of fires burning. That's good.
That's good. I got coal and the socks. Things that nobody wants for Christmas. That's what I get.
Not even a lighter to light the coal?
Well, Atlanta United.
They took care of you, that's right.
It didn't come from Santa Claus. It came from the local football team gave me. You know what the Falcons gave me, Hickey? Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah, I gotta have a talk with them. Good for them. Oh, Kirk Cousins downs them, man. Hawks are nice to me. The Braves are nice to me. The Falcons,
wow.
Nada. No.
Mr. Charitable, Arthur Blank, huh? Nothing for the media.
Look, I think me and him and his people, we got beef. I think we got some beef.
You should do something about it.
I think I should.
Protest outside of the hospital.
You want to know a story that it's old enough now that I can tell?
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this one? Hines Ward was here a long time ago. He was with Adam Gase. Never mind. Got to be nice. He was coaching on the New York Jets staff. I know Hines Ward. That's my guy. I've met him enough, and we've done enough video shoots. I see Hines Ward and his man Andy. It's all love. I saw Hines Ward on the field, Hickey, before a Falcons game. You want to know what I did when I saw Hines Ward? You want to know what I did?
You said hi to him.
I said hello. You want to know who wasn't happy that I said hello to my friend?
Oh, no. Who?
Take a guess.
Is it a man who looks...
Well, not him.
Oh,
not...
but his, one it of could his be. Henchmen?
It could have been. I don't know who. But word got back to me like, hey, you know, fraternizing with it. I said, what? Because I said hello and I took a picture with my friend. Come on now, Hickey. Hickey, come on.
That's crazy.
Is that where we are right now? Come on.
That is sensitivity that is pretty hard to see.
Now,
wow.
Come on, man. I wasn't on the field in my New York Jets hat, cap, shirt, you know, telling Hines, hey, this is what I saw them do in practice the other day. This is what, you know, come on now. It wasn't Deflategate. I wasn't Bill Belichick. I said hi to Hines. Hines doesn't know. I don't know. Maybe it'll get back to him now. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, what a transition, right?
So if the Jets come to town, I don't know what their schedule is like. If they come to Atlanta this year, does that mean you're not allowed to say hello to Aaron Glenn?
I don't know Aaron Glenn, so I guess it doesn't matter too much.
Disaster averted, huh?
Right, yeah.
What if Champ Bailey's on the Broncos sideline? He's traveling with the team for whatever reason. Are you not allowed to say hello to Champ Bailey then?
I don't know. Hey, let me not tell a lie. The Falcons have been nice to me, but that is one thing I had to go, what? Y'all kidding me? Leave me alone. I don't bother y'all. I help y'all out. Leave me alone. Shout outs to the Falcons. They've changed people around. I wonder why. Anyway, speaking of change, we're going to have an interesting change during the Super Bowl. And I've told you this. Hickey, should I do it now or in the last break? What do you think?
Let's just do it now.
We have found out that someone very special is going to attend the Super Bowl. For the first time in history, you know what? It's more important and sounds better when the news people do it. Understand now why the news people don't do sports. This is from the Associated Press, the same people that didn't want to talk to Babyface at the Grammys.
President Donald Trump will attend the Super Bowl in New Orleans on Sunday, according to the White House. It will be his first trip as president to the game, as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The president is also scheduled to sit for an interview with Fox News' Bret Baier as part of the network's pre-show programming, which is set to be taped from Florida before the game. Trump, a New Yorker who now calls Florida home, has not indicated which team he's supporting, but posted congratulations to the Chiefs after their AFC Championship win last month.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Hickey, that guy, he got a voice for sports radio, doesn't he?
Is that a person or is that AI?
No, that's a human being. Play it again.
President Donald Trump will attend the Super Bowl in New Orleans on Sunday, according to the White House.
There's air in that voice. That's a human. You don't think that's a human?
It's very robotic cadence.
Oh, nah, but I listened to the breaths. There's a Marco Belletti. Was that a human being?
I think so.
Oh, come on. Play it again.
President Donald Trump will attend the Super Bowl in New Orleans on Sunday, according to the White House. It will be his first trip as president to the game, as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The president is also...
Is it a breath?
An AI-driven pause to make it seem like it's a breath?
Let's wait here for a second. You're thinking hard. We all talk for a living, okay? Agreed, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At some point, we studied speech, right? I think all three of us, right? Yeah, right. Okay.
Right.
I had to take a class. Now I feel real stupid or smart. Pick one. I had to take a class in college. It was speech, but it was about sounds and how they come out of your mouth. And so I can, y'all know what I'm talking about? Plosives and all this other stuff and the tongue tip to the gum ridge and all of this stuff, right?
I've never heard of anything you just
said. Damn.
Plothridge? Okay.
I was a history major. I'm a little lost here.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I was taught at one point how sounds, how they come out of your mouth and how we utilize air and our tongues and teeth and lips and to make sounds. I can tell by listening to this person, that person has a gap in their teeth. That's a human being. Just by how the sounds and how the words, how the enunciation. I can tell all of that. It's a human.
Damn. So not only is it a human, but you like threw him under the bus. You got a straight hand going. I didn't know that. I was unaware.
I didn't say that there was like a, what is that, a train? What is that thing called? A train tunnel in between the guy's mouth? I didn't say that.
Holy cow. What's next? You see why he works on radio, not TV? Okay. He's got a mouth for radio?
Okay. You're now a jerk. You took it another step, okay?
You compared it to a train.
I said that's not what he has. That's what Marco said. That's what Strahan had.
Me? Where I come in is.
Marco said Strahan.
Well, you said gap in his teeth.
There's levels to gaps, okay? There's levels.
All right.
Anyway, President Trump is going to be at the Super Bowl. First time a sitting president is going to be at the Super Bowl.
Can I give a little advice to anybody going to a game?
Go 5 hours
early. Get there now. Okay? Because the amount of security on a regular Super Bowl, never mind a sitting president at the game, you better be at the gate at like 8 a.m. if you want to get inside.
Yeah, that's rough going. That's the first thing I thought about. It's like, damn, everybody going to that game is just going to be... Everyone is ridiculously scrutinized as it is, whether you're working or attending. It's going to be another level. He might as well just stay in Florida. They said he's going to be coming in from Florida. Stay down there. Like, why you got to make everybody else miserable to see this? Between him and Taylor Swift, and we know, is she going to be there?
Oh, I forgot about that. Oof.
Man, there's going to be security at my house here in Atlanta. And I'm not right.
Get in line.
Yeah, I'm not even in, you know, New Orleans, but it's that's a mess. And Marco, who's more famous, Taylor Swift or the President of the United States?
It's tight. That's tight. I'm going to go with the President by a hair.
Okay.
By a hair. Maybe just enough with the gap in the whatever that guy's mouth was, whoever it was. Just by that much, because it's not a lot. Just a little. Just a little.
All right. Okay. And is this because of his world views? I mean, Taylor Swift is worldwide. He has world views.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe just the age, because he's been around for long.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
That everybody's seen him at some point.
So everybody in America knows him. Everybody in the Americas knows him. Everybody in Europe knows him. I'd say everybody in Asia knows him. I don't know about South America. Yeah, South America knows him.
Yeah.
In Africa, I don't know what they're doing. They got investments in Asia. I don't know.
I'm going by this. Young people know Trump. Old people may not know Taylor Swift. So that's going to be enough to sway me.
Okay.
And young people don't know necessarily more of...
Young people don't know a lot.
Yeah, well, they don't know what outside of what they know, but they know Trump.
Yeah, young people know Trump. How about that? Isn't that something? Ooh, I mean, this guy's president. Wow. I mean, I knew Trump when I was a kid. This guy was walking down Fifth Avenue. I'm like, who said they like Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his building. Okay. All right, and here we are a million years later. He's the most famous person on earth, him and Taylor Swift.
Atlantic City and the owner of the Generals. I remember this when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy's been around forever.
They should put him and Taylor Swift in the same suite. I heard they share the same views.
I heard. Might be interesting.
I heard.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
February 4th, 1997, Mario Lemieux, he scored his 600th goal. The Penguins beat the Canucks. He's the first player to score 600 goals at one team. Take a listen to this, Pens Radio Network.
They look for Lemieux. He's wide open. He might have a chance for number 600.
February 4th, the year is 2007, we had a Super Bowl, and guess what? The Colts beat the Bears 29-17. Tony Dungy, first black coach to win a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning helped with a touchdown, and Kelvin Hayden helped with a pick six. CBS.
What? Long ball to go to Harrison like last time he got picked. Here he's going long, and a man wide open. It's Wayne at the 15. He walks in. 53 yards for the touchdown. Look out here. He's intercepted. Picked off by Kelvin Hayden. And Hayden still running inside the 20. And Hayden may run it back all the way. He does. Kelvin Hayden.
And a black coach was going to win that Super Bowl because the other coach was Lovie Smith. Okay. February 4th, 2018. Oh, I love this. The Eagles beat the Patriots 41-33 in a Super Bowl. You might remember the Philly special. This Super Bowl was on NBC.
Fourth and goal. play.
And they're going to snap it, and it's Trey Burton who throws, caught, Foles, touchdown. How do you figure?
Oh, even Al Michaels sounds young. Hickey, Al Michaels sounds young.
He sounds good there. Alert.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch. You just taking a hatchet to everybody today, huh?
No. It's just okay. True.
Yeah, he did. He sounded alert. Not on Amazon. He's sleeping on Thursday nights. That's when he's on TV now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or he's streaming.
Streaming.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this was a great show. Shout-outs to Pro Football Hall of Famer Champ Bailey. Thank you to TV broadcaster Always Alert. He played in the league as well, Solomon Wilcox. Hey, thank you to Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation. If you've missed any of the interviews, go ahead and hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We got a top six list. We're going to talk about some of the worst trades that we've ever seen in the history of sports. Thank you for the inspiration, Dallas Mavericks. We got a lot to do. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you? Tell them.
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter.
We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Be well, be safe, be smooth, be cool. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, producer Ryan Hickey.